Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly blessed and honored to be before you on this day. Praise God once again, as we always acknowledge, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I'm truly blessed on today. I'm truly blessed on today, and for many of you listening, praise God, I'm sure truly you are blessed on today. Brother Brent, God bless you, my brother. God bless you in the name of Jesus for allowing us to be with you on today. God bless you for listening in on the reading of the Word of God. God bless you, Minister Andrew. God bless you, Eddie. God bless you, each and every one of you that are taking the time out on today to listen to the Word of God. And as we're reading out of the King James Version, praise God, we want to thank you. Thank you for hearing us as we continue to move forward, reading the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And as we come forth with the reading of the Word Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And so all of what we've been doing in the past, we'll continue to do as such, continue to contacting, also reaching out, praying, and allowing our phone lines with the phone number of 516-387-1255. That's 516-387-1255. Praise God. You get in queue, you press the one key, and praise God for comments, prayers, and just encouragement towards our ministry as we continue to move forward, bringing the Word of God. Once again, praise God. I truly want to give God praise, honor, and glory for being who he is and still on the throne, looking past all my faults to provide me with my every need, truly accepting the presence and the Spirit of God in my life, that all of what I go through as we stand, we believe that, and we know, Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. It's something that's said in that scripture because, as Paul writes, he's gone through much persecution and ridicule and even that of turning his back on Christians and believe in Jesus Christ, died, rose from the dead, did not believe in the gospel, did not accept the gospel, but he had to get brought to his knees. He had to get blinded. He had to get a situation where he had to turn to God with no other way. I want you to know the story as how he was knocked off the situation of going to Damascus, how he was knocked off the donkey, made blind. So that's when Saul became Paul. And we're sharing that Bible story in our message as we bring on Sundays, 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. We come with the Word of God. And then Lady Diane, praise God, comes forth with a Word of God on Wednesday evening, praise God. She's come forth at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, praise God. And we look forward to hearing her word truly as an anointed woman of God. We thank God for her in Jesus' name. Praise God. Once again, we thank you for those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. But even before that, I want to give honor to God, as I mentioned, as my wife as well. And I thank God for you taking time listening on to us today. We're going to continue reading the Word of God. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We will continue forth reading our First Chronicles, chapter 27. Praise God. Before we go forward, let us read or let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, continuing with our commitment and dedication, being obedient to your Word of God, and as we read your Word of God, I pray, asking for the presence and the anointing of the Spirit of God to speak through me, to bring forth that word that it touched somebody's soul, heart, and spirit inside of them, knowing that this is the Word of God. We love, we give you praise, and we thank you, God, for that love that's in us, is the love that comes from you. We thank you for allowing us to make it thus far. Bless our household, our families, our fiancés, our wives, our children. We pray for those less fortunate than ourselves, in our nursing homes, in the hospitals, in the recovery homes, in the drug treatment centers. Those counselors, those teachers and professors that are helping with those that are in need. God, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God once again. We're coming out of 1 Chronicles chapter 27. Praise God. And as we come forward, praise God, we read. We thank God. In Jesus' name, let us read. Now the children of Israel, after the number, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any manner of the courses which came in the and went out mouth by mouth throughout all the months of the year. And every course were 24,000. Over the first courses for the first month was Jehozabin, the son of Jediel. And in his course were 24,000 of the children of Perez, was the chief of all the captains of the host for the first month. And over the course of the second month was Dodiah and Ahohite. And of course, his course Nicholas also the ruler. In his course likewise were 24,000. The third captain of the host for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehudiah, the chief priest. And in his course were 24,000. This is Benaiah, who was mighty among the 30 and above the 30. And in his course was Amizadad, his son. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Azaziah, the brother of Joab, and Zebadiah, the son of after him. And in his course were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shammai, the Izrahite. In his course were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Erkish, the Tekkite. In the, his course were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Heliz, the Polonite of the children of Ephraim. And in his course were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Sidabitsia, the Hushite of the Zerhite. And in the course were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abizar, the Anahite, and the Bizamite. And in his course were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Mahiri, the Netophite, and the Zerahite. And in his course, 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaiah, the Pirite, Hittite, and the children of Ephraim. And in his course were 24,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Hildai, and the Netophahite of Ethniel.
in his courts were 24,000. Call them all over the tribes of Israel. The ruler of the Reubenites was Eliezer, the son of Zichri, of the Shemites in the Shephatiah, the son of Micaiah, of the Levites, Heshabiah, the son of Camiel, of the Aaronites, Zadok, of Judah, Eliu, one of his brethren, of David, of Ishkar, Omri, the son of Michael, of Zebulun, Ishmia, the son of Obadiah, of Nephtali, Jeremiah, the son of Ezero, of the children of Ephraim, Hosea, the son of Azaziah, the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedaiah, the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Edu, the son of Zechariah of Benjamin, Jeziah, the son of Adner, of Dan, Azero, the son of Jehoiam. These were the princes of the tribe of Israel. But David took not the number of them from 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would increase Israel like to the stars of the heavens. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began to number, but the finished not, because there fell wrath for it against Israel. Neither was the number put in the account of the chronicles of King David. And over the king's treasure was Azimuth, the son of Adiel, and over the storehouse in the fields, and the cities, and in the villages, and in the castles was Jonathan, the son of Aziah, and over them that did the work of the field for tillage of the ground of Israel, the son of Chelub, and over the vineyards of Shimei, the Reubenite, and over the increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zidai and Shephonite, and over the olive trees, and over the sycamore trees that were in the low plains was Belahim, the Gideonite, right? And over the cellars of oil, and was Joash. And over the herds of wheat in Sheol was Shitria, the Shemanite. And over the herds that were in the valley was Shimhite, the son of Adulai. Over the Carmel also was Obion, the Ishmaelite. And over the asses was Judea, the Merinathite. And over the flocks was Jezes, Hagarite. All these were the rulers of the substance which was kind to King David. Also Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. And Joel, the son of Hechmenai, was with the king's son. And Anatophia was the king's counselor. And Hishri, the Archite, was the king's champion. And over Ahithophel was Joiada, the son of Benaiah, the avatar, and the general of the king's army was Joab. Chapter 28. And David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes and the captains of the companies that manifested to the king, of course, and the captains over the thousands, the captains over the hundreds, and the stewards of all the substances of the possessions of the king, and of the sons with the officers, with the mighty men, and with all the valiant men under Jerusalem. Then David the king stood up onto his feet and said, "Hear me, my brother and my people. As for me, I had in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God. I have made any for the building. But God said unto me, Thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war and hast shed blood. Howbeit, the Lord God of Israel choose me before all the house of my father and the king over Israel forever, for he hath chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over all Israel, and of all my sons, for the Lord hath given me many sons, he had chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord, ark of Israel. And he said unto me, Solomon, thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and to me I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he be constant to be my commandments and my judgments, as it this day. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Lord, and in the audience of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God, that ye may possess the good land and leave it for the inheritance of your children after you forever. Then thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will find thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Then David gave to Solomon, his son, the pattern of the porch and of the house thereof, and of the treasures thereof, and of the upper chamber thereof, and of the inner parlors thereof, and of the palace of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of the Lord, and all the chambers around about, of the treasures of the house of God, and the treasures of the dedicated things. Also, for the courses of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the services of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels of services in the house of the Lord. He gave of gold by weight for things of gold, for all the instruments of all manner of service, silver also for all instruments, and silver by weight for all instruments of every kind of service, even the weight for the candlestick of gold, and for the lamps of gold, by weight for every candlestick, and for the lamps thereof, and for the candlesticks of silver by weight, both for the candlesticks and also for the lamps thereof, according to the use of every candlestick. And by weight he gave gold for the tables of showbread, for every table, and likewise silver for the tables of silver. Also pure gold for the flesh hook, and the bowls and the cups, and for the golden basins he gave gold by weight for every basin, and likewise silver by weight for every basin of silver. And for the altar of incense, rain fine gold by weight, and gold for the pattern of the chariot of the cherubim that spread out their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of his house of the Lord. And behold, the courses of the priest and the Levite, even they shall be with thee for all the services of the house of God. And there shall be with thee for all the manner of workmanship, every willing, skillful man, for any manner of service. Also, princes of all the people will be holy to thy commandment. Chapter 29. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for brass for things of brass, iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones, and stones to be set, glistening stones, and divers colors, and all manner of precious stones, marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the house with all. The gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all the manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly to gain for the service of the house of God of the gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams. And of silver, 10,000 talents in the brass, 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasures of the house of the Lord by the hand of Joiel, the Jezreelite. Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come to thee, and thou reignest over all, and is thine head. At thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, O Lord God, we thank thee and praise thy gracious name and glorious name. But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all the things come to thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee, as sojourners, as we were all our fathers, and our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none aiding. And our Lord, our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee a house for thee, for thy holy name cometh of thy hand, and is all thy own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart. Uprightness of thine heart I will willingly offered all these things, and now have I seen with joy thy people which are present here to offer willingly unto thee, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel. Our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the hearts of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. And give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to all these things, and to build a palace for the which I have made provision. And David said to all the congregation, now, bless the Lord your God. And all the congregation bless the Lord God of their fathers, and bow down their heads and worship the Lord and the King. And they sacrifices unto the Lord, and offered burnt offering unto the Lord. On the morrow after that day, even 1,000 bullocks and 1,000 rams and 1,000 lambs with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. And did eat and drink before the Lord on the day with great gladness. And they made Solomon, the son of David, king the second time, and anointed him unto the Lord to be the chief governor, and Zadok to be priests. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David, his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. And all the princes and the mighty men and all the sons likewise of King David submitted themselves unto Solomon the king. And the Lord magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any kind of king before in Israel. Thus David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel. And the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Now the acts of David, the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Solomon, the seer, and in the book of Nathan, the prophet, and in the book of Gad, the seer. With all this reign and his might, and the times that went over him and over Israel and over all the kingdoms of the cities and countries. That concludes the reading of 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Praise God. Solomon is taking over the reign. Solomon is taking over being king over Israel. And this is awesome. We want to thank you for listening to the reading of the Word of God, 1 Chronicles chapter 29. And on tomorrow, we will take up 2 Chronicles. Amen. As we continue to move forward, talking about Solomon's prayer for wisdom. Solomon's prayer for wisdom. Once again, God bless you. Thank you for listening to us on today. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
to know.